SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we travel to Above Rocks where more children are getting a chance to learn and play. And later, autism facts. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
The Statistical Institute of Jamaica Statin is conducting a household expenditure survey and needs your help. Save your receipts for items such as groceries, bills, clothing, and more to help interviewers collect data on spending habits of Jamaicans. The data will be used to update the Consumer Price Index used to measure inflation in the economy. Your information will be kept confidential. Look out for interviewers coming to your community soon. For more information, call Statin at 630-1600 or visit statinja.gov.jm.
The government recently built a new infant department at the Allman Hill Primary and Junior High School in Above Rocks, on the border of St. Catherine and St. Andrew. The school opened in September but was officially handed over in March by Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid as part of an initiative to strengthen the early childhood sector. Principal Georgia Henry says the community welcomes the extension, as some parents were looking to register their young ones from as early as 2015.
Since our junior high was phased out, and with the low intake at grade one, the ministry, after conducting its own feasibility study, made the decision to have the merger. The feedback was positive. We knew that we were doing a service when a number of parents came to register students dressed off in their uniforms in September 2015, and that was before the actual opening of the infant department here. They would not accept any argument that the school was not yet ready. And so last year, we actually accommodated 12 infants for the year.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information provided more than $2.1 million towards the project, which involved refurbishing an existing structure on the school's compound to create classroom space, internal and external play areas, as well as bathrooms. The project also included the installation of play equipment, fencing of the play area, construction of a retaining wall, as well as a rainwater harvesting system and soakaway system.
Today I can say I'm a proud, proud parent. My son is here from September and he's doing remarkably well, and I'm expecting to grow even more. So ministers, I want to say thank you very, very much for building this school, and I have no school fee to worry about.
Parent Katie Ann Sutherland. Also known as the Parks Road School, Allman Hill Primary and Junior High has been serving its community for over 100 years. There are several ways to stimulate investment, and improvements to law and order will likely have high payoffs for the future. So help to make Jamaica the place of choice for investors. Goal 2, Outcome Number 5. Visit vision2030.gov.jm or call the PIOJ at 960-9339 to learn more.
Attorneys, accountants, business service providers, corporate secretaries, register now for the Jamaica International Financial Services Authority seminar on new legislation to support international financial and business services in Jamaica. Thursday, April 6, Knutsford Court Hotel, 8:30 a.m. Call 978-7755.
Before we go, April is Autism Awareness Month. Autism is an often misunderstood neurological disorder, and persons with the condition may sometimes experience stigma and discrimination. Here's one fact that will help to create an inclusive environment for persons living with autism. Autism exists on a continuous spectrum, so even those not diagnosed with autism can experience symptoms indicative of the disorder. Facts about autism is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmo, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.